be left or right, it could be red or blue. You better listen up, friends, cause we got a show for you. So come on,
good morning, everyone, and welcome to Cody Talks. It's December 23rd, Sunday, December 23rd, which means the entire world is on Christmas break or vacation, or not the entire world, obviously. I know there's some of you out there working, but we're still here. 7 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Eve Eve. That's what my family's always referred to today, because we have one set of family that we do Christmas with every year on Christmas Eve Eve. So it's kind of a day we created. 7 o'clock in the morning. We're here though. We're live. If you're out there listening to us, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/CodyTalks or on Twitter, Cody Talks on Twitter. We're going to talk about Christmas today. We're going to have a Christmas show, talk about all kinds of different little subjects that I've jotted down in the show notes here. I think Christmas is something that Americans have distorted in ways, but at the same time, there's still so many great things that will happen in this holiday season. Come on to Twitter and Facebook and share them with us. Keep the show going and more interesting by interacting with us. I put out on Twitter, we want your Christmas memories, thoughts, and nightmares. And of course, Dreaming Big on Twitter throws back, where's your Santa hat? You know, I was going to make fun of it. I really should have had a Santa hat today. Heath, why didn't you bring me a Santa hat?
You didn't tell me to.
You're supposed to be the creative brains behind this operation, Heath. Anyway, it's the Christmas show. And I wanted to talk about what Christmas means to me. Hopefully we get some folks to interact with what Christmas means to them or has meant to them. Or what kind of memories it conjures up this time of the year. And, that's what we're going to do. So first and foremost to me, and what I think, is most important to me about the holiday season, is obviously I'm a Christian, and the birth of Jesus Christ and everything that I believe as a Christian behind that concept is the most important thing to me. But at the same time, I think the holidays and this time frame has come to mean so much more, so many other things. I don't want to say more as far as more important or on a higher level. But it's come to mean so much more, and I personally don't think that there's anything wrong with that, as long as those of us that are Christians, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, period. But I think that those of us that are Christians should not forget the message, should not forget why we take this time every year to celebrate. But I personally, at the same time, don't think that there's anything wrong with non-Christians enjoying the holidays and being a part of the celebration and getting together with their families, and as well as obviously having their own religious meanings behind celebrations this time of year. But first and foremost to me, that is what it's about. It presents parenting challenges in that you have to, you know, the society isn't necessarily helping us with that message with our children, but that doesn't matter. It's not society or the government or anyone else's responsibility to keep our children aware of the meaning of Christmas and why we celebrate Christmas. It's parents' responsibility. So we take some time to do that every year. We also take some time to just have it be a funny, goofy family get together that isn't centered around the concept of the birth of Christ. So I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on that. I just want you to know that because we're Americans, I don't think there should be conflict over that. I don't think that non-Christians should be mad that Christians make Christmas about the birth of Jesus. And I don't think that Christians should be mad that non-Christians don't make their holiday celebration about the birth of Jesus. It should just be a happy time. We spend a lot of time arguing about nativity scenes and religious connotation things that if everyone just respected everyone else's opinions and beliefs, we could actually take our time worrying about other things. So that's my bullet point on that. I wanted to cover it. I don't want to dwell on it. Dreaming Big, Christine from Minnesota, Dreaming Big MN on Twitter, just came through again with another tweet that says it's the only time of year that my dad made lutefisk. Heath, have you ever heard of lutefisk?
No.
Knowing Christine, she probably made it up. Lutefisk, and it made the house smell for weeks after. So, Christine, tweet us back and tell us what lutefisk is so we don't have to Google it here. Because I think she made it up. Anyway, that part of it, that memory right there, the fact that her dad stunk the house up every holiday, is really what I want to spend, I don't know about the majority, that's the next topic we want to cover on the show this morning, is how much the holiday season means to us in terms of family and friends, doing some reconnecting, doing some connecting on a different level. We last night, for instance, our hometown of Hutchinson has this, what seems like a continually growing area of the town, I may be wrong, that does this holiday tradition called luminaries, where they take brown paper sacks, they put sand in the bottom of them, they stick a candle in the sand, and then I think they do it more than one night, but there's a couple nights or one night that everybody's supposed to do it, right? Is that right? Last night for us, I don't know the tradition well enough, but last night for us was luminary night, where literally thousands of people in Hutchinson, not thousands of people, hundreds of houses put these bags out in all these neighborhoods. Seems like an oversimplified concept, but when you go look at it, it actually is pretty cool that all these houses have these lines of sacked candles, lighting up, Christine just tweeted back, shut up, it's white fish soaked in lye. It's Norwegian. Is there anything that sounds good about that at all?
No.
I'm not knocking the Norwegians, but that's nasty, Christine. Anyway, the luminaries were last night. It's kind of become a gathering time for family and friends. Where you kind of, or we kind of as a family, we get invited to three different houses that are all within two blocks of each other. And we kind of show up at one and hop through and are kind of reunited with different groups of friends, that are back in town for the holidays or even sadly enough live in town a couple of miles from us. And it's, we don't take the time. Honestly, I don't take the time to make sure that we get together with them more often. So I love that part of it. I'm not a very social person. I'm not big on get togethers and, being in large groups of people. I much prefer on a regular basis getting together with two or four of our closest friends and hanging out. But I really enjoyed last night, got to see people that I haven't seen in a long time. And I think it's probably safe to say that for a lot of the country, that's a big part of the holidays. And reconnecting with those folks from your past, kind of more, I'm talking here on a friends level than a family level. is a really cool thing. People come back to your hometown. People go back to where they came from, and you get to reconnect with those people. And I got to do that with some folks that I still consider really good friends, but because of our jobs and careers and kids, we get busy. And I think a really important aspect of the holidays, at least for me, and I need to get better at it, is taking the time to reconnect with those folks. And we sit around and tell lies about how great we were in high school, really, is what we do. I do, at least, and they listen because I talk too much. Anyway, to those folks that I was able to reconnect with last night, I appreciate that because I find myself missing friends from the past. And in today's day of social communications, it's stupid that I don't stay in better contact with them. And quite honestly, some of them live a couple of miles from me, and I don't do a good job of staying connected with them. So to the friends I met last night, just know that you're an important enough part of my holiday season that I took almost an entire segment to talk about it here on the radio show this morning. I hope that folks do that, because reconnecting to your past, reconnecting to people that you knew in the past, I think it's an eye-opening experience, or it's a horizons-broadening experience, to make sure that you don't let people go, again, especially in 2012 going on 13, where it's so easy to stay connected with people. Use social media for those things so that you can stay connected to the people that you want to in your past and keep those relationships going, because it's a sad thing when you are sitting and wondering what someone that you still like and was your best friend 10 years ago, and you don't know what's going on in their lives. And I'm by far the world's worst at it. Last night was a pretty cool experience to get reconnected with some of those people. So friends is a giant part of my Christmas tradition, and I hope it is for yours as well. Hit us up on Facebook or Twitter and give us some other parts of your Christmas tradition, your holiday tradition. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the Cody Talks Christmas Show.
KSKU brings you this special holiday greeting.
This is Greg West at State Farm Insurance, and from our team to your family, we are wishing you all the joys of the holiday season, the warmth of home, the love of family, and the laughter of good friends. Come and see us at 216 East 30th in Hutchinson.
Happy holidays from Hit Radio 94.7 KSKU.
Mr. Hampton, you're hired.
Thank you. You placed the largest newspaper help wanted ad I've ever seen.
652 words, unbelievably pricey, but we found the perfect person.
The only thing not in your ad was the salary.
Ah, for the first year, you'll make nothing.
What?
Well, newspaper ad that size, we have to pay for it some way.
But how do I eat? Where do I sleep?
On the lovely cot in our boiler room. There's tons of canned food, and you can use the seventh floor bathroom day or night. Isn't that swell?
Yeah, swell.
More swell is CentralKansasHelpWanted.com. Unlimited words to describe the job. Place as many ads as you want for one low price. CentralKansasHelpWanted.com. Amazing.
What's wrong with Mr. Zaycate?
He placed a help wanted ad in the newspaper.
Again?
He used lots of words to describe the job.
Again?
He just got the humongous bill.
You were going to tell him about CentralKansasHelpWanted.com.
Well,
you said, unlike newspapers, with CentralKansasHelpWanted.com, you get unlimited words to describe the job.
Even place as many ads as you want for one low price.
So why not tell him?
And missing his tear-streaked, runny nose, puffy eye breakdown every month?
He just blew his nose in his tie.
Ew.
CentralKansasHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
SSS.gov presents Good Advice from Dad.
Do that.
Dad's advice is usually pretty simple.
Don't do that.
Here's Dad on important topics like asking out that girl you like.
Do that.
On asking out her sister.
Don't do that.
Now here's Dad on going to SSS.gov and registering with Selective Service when a young man turns 18.
Do that.
See? Dad knows it's the law, and that registering will preserve your eligibility for college loans and government jobs. Go to SSS.gov today and register.
Do that. KSKU. Cody
Talks. All right, we're back on Cody Talks, the Christmas show. Jay Opal, hit us up on Twitter. Let's talk about your holiday, or Facebook as well. Facebook.com/Cody Talks, or Cody Talks on Twitter. @J_Opal on Twitter just sent, at Cody Talks, my mom always gave me a mother-daughter gift from her to me and gave it to me at bedtime Christmas night. Those are this segment, the second segment, my notes say family, that I wanted to talk about that. Those are the kind of memories and traditions that I hope everyone out there takes the time to set. Even if they're, that's not a, you know, like a giant everybody travels to Canada and stays in a cabin tradition. That's a, the littlest of traditions or patterns or traditions. The only word for it. I tried to rename it and I don't know why. But Jay Opal, thank you very much. It's exactly the kind of stuff I was looking for. I think that's an incredibly cool thing that parents, grandparents, kids and grandkids should form those kind of memories, because to me, they're some of the greatest family parts of Christmas for me. And I remember, we did a pretty good job when I was a kid of this is what we did this day and this is what we did this day. And we went to this, you know, my dad's side of the family here. We went to my mom's side of the family here. And those are the things that kind of ingrain the memories in kids' heads. And I'm not saying you got to do the exact same thing every year. I'm just saying creating traditions and legacy, in family is really hard to do these days because of how busy everyone is. But take the time during the holidays to do those kind of things. Give kids, you know, good, ingrained, solid, happy memories. And it doesn't have to be about gifts or the size of the gift or the money spent on the gift. But taking the time to do that in your family, it's basically creating memories. I've kind of always told my kids that I think that's really what life is just day to day creating memories. You know, hopefully you're creating good memories and accomplishing things that are memorable, at least some of the time, not all the time, but some of the time. And, thanks, Jay Opal. That's the perfect example of, what I was looking for as far as family traditions, family customs. That those are the things. It's not the gifts that make the holidays so special. And some of them, several of them in my family are kind of goofy and ridiculous, to the point that you go through this phase with the kids where they think I did it as a kid too. And you think, oh, we got to do that again. It's so embarrassing. Sometimes embarrassing is the best memories in the world. And as a parent, I think you have to, like you have to take the time to just embarrass the crap out of your kids sometimes, because it creates memories and it creates a connection and something that they remember. And Christmas, the holidays, is the ultimate time to do that, to create some type of a custom or a tradition that you do every year. You do some variation or form of it every year, and it makes the holidays special for your kids because they get through that teenage time frame where they think that you're ridiculous and your customs and traditions are ridiculous, and they come back around and you've created a lifelong memory. You've created a legacy, which is, you know, legacy being something that's going to be around and remembered in some form after you're gone. And, you know, that's why I tell my kids life is about creating memories, because I want them to remember things. So we consciously talk about those kind of things. And Christmas is really the ultimate time to do that, to create. The holidays are the ultimate time to do that, to create memories and traditions that give our family some form of legacy that carries on after we're gone, even if it's just a mental memory. And my next combined note on the show notes is presents. And I'm a firm believer that very few presents are remembered. And sometimes the presents that are remembered shouldn't be. It shouldn't be the focus all the time. And I think as Americans, some of us have kind of screwed that up, that the holidays are about how far in debt can we go buying the biggest gift for someone. And I'm all about the presents, and I buy presents. I'm not trying to stand on a hill and be condescending about that. I just want it. I think that everyone would enjoy it more and create more legacy and more memories if the presents were creative and heartfelt and not just about toys and gaming systems. I think there's been some kind of capitalistic societal loss of the concept of creating memories. A lot of folks want to blame that on forgetting the meaning of Christmas. And I think there's some truth to that even if you're not a Christian, just from a historical standpoint or a societal standpoint, I think everyone should understand what the basis of Christmas is beyond, Santa and gifts under the tree. But at the same time, it's also a lack of looking into that family tradition, that family legacy, that family reconnecting, or making new connections with new family that's married in or something. I think as a society, we've made Christmas about the presents, and lost some track of that's not really what it's about. It's about, as Christians, celebrating the birth of Christ, and as family members, reconnecting, getting together, and creating memories. I want my kids, when they're 60, and I'm probably gone. Am I going to be gone when my kids are 60? My daughter is 60. That's 50, 45 years. Well, maybe not. I'll be 82, I guess. Okay, so let's go with 80. Because I will be dead when my kids are 80, Heath. I'm not planning on living that long. I want, when my kids are 80, to be sharing the memories of the sometimes goofy and ridiculous things that we did for Christmas. And I want to create those situations where my kids are talking to their grandkids about how goofy and ridiculous their dad was, and their mom was, and their grandparents were, and their family was. And to me, that's legacy. That's the definition of legacy, that I, even if it was embarrassing, that I did something that's worth my kids talking about it to other people 60 years later. Now I will guarantee you that my 15 and 13 year old think I do that way too much, in the form of embarrassing them and doing ridiculous things. But, I think it's a talent. I think it's something that I'm pretty good at. I'm pretty good at being the goofy dad that embarrasses their kids and has ridiculous rules. And I hope that it gives them something to tell their kids about grandpa and how obnoxious and embarrassing he was. It's not really setting your sights all that high in life, is it? Anyway, that's what I do. I try to create memories for my kids, and the way that I've figured out that I'm good at it is to embarrass them and make them do goofy things, because I'm bigger than them and I can make them do things right now. And Christmas is a huge part of that. And not really, it's not all about that. We also have some phenomenal memories of the traditions of the places that we go to celebrate Christmas, and everyone handles it a little bit differently. And yes, it's about presents, and there's presents exchanged, and it's about food. But the biggest thing that it's about, and I think my family has done a phenomenal job of, was a little difficult, honestly, because my wife and I brought the first grandchild, into the families, into both of our parents', worlds. And we all, us included, it wasn't even them. The grandparents weren't any worse than we as the parents were in wanting to get them everything we could afford to get them. And, you know, as kids, they want this toy and they want this thing. But I think both sides of our family, everyone involved, has done a phenomenal job in realizing that it's about making memories. And the presents are part of it, and sometimes there's that great big present that does, in fact, become a memory. The great big, not meaning expensive, but just the perfect one they wanted. And my kids have done a phenomenal job of becoming a part of this concept of mine that is Christmas isn't just about the presents. It's not my concept either. I said that like I invented the whole idea of family tradition, Heath. You got to monitor me a little bit, keep me in check. But I love the fact that my kids don't anymore get really wound up about that one big thing that they're going to get for Christmas. They get excited and sometimes not so excited. They're still 13 and 15 and think all these traditions are goofy at times. But it's so crucial to me that we've created this tradition that it's about the family get-togethers and everybody does something like activity or a game that we play or a place that we travel to or an event that we attend that makes it about making memories, and the gifts really become just a secondary part of it because the memories that we're going to create make it a special time that we talk about and laugh about and sometimes are just it's crazy how ridiculous some of the things that we come up with. And it's starting to sink into my kids at 15 and 13 years old, and they're starting to remember some of the goofy things that we've done and bring them up every year at Christmas time. Rick on Twitter put, Cody talks, the memories that I make for my kids are the only ones that matter. Rick, I'm not sure how to take that. Like if you're saying your memories are the only ones ever, are they the only ones that matter to you? But I think I agree with you, Rick, that memories are what matters, I think, unless you're saying that none of your kids' other memories matter, and then that's just pretty cocky. But Jay Opal came back and said that also her mom was the best stocking stuffer ever. Stockings are a cool way to accomplish those memories because it's kind of like the presents are there, and then you have the stockings, and you just never know what's coming in there, from the weirdest, goofiest thing to chapstick to something that has incredible family tradition and memories in it. I love the concept that you remember those type of things, and that's the goals I have with my kids and my family at Christmas. Take another quick break. Keep sending us your tweets and Facebook comments about Twitter, or I'm sorry, about Christmas and the holidays and your memories and thoughts and nightmares, and we'll keep talking about them for another 30 minutes on the Cody Talks Christmas Show.
KSKU brings you this special holiday greeting.
This is Tim Edwards with Border to Border Roofing. From our family to your family, wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy holidays from Hit Radio 94.7 KSKU.
I'm Richard Westfall at Westfall Jewelers.
And I'm Julie Westfall.
We're inviting you now to save during a holiday sale through Christmas. Save 20 to 50% on fine jewelry.
We have beautiful diamond rings, diamond earrings, and colored stone jewelry all at up to 50% savings store-wide. We offer free layaway and one-year interest-free financing.
This Christmas, buy from a jeweler you know and trust. Our reputation assures you the finest quality jewelry at the best price.
Visit Westfall Jewelers at 127 North Main in downtown Hutchinson or at rwestfall.com.
At Westfall Jewelers, you'll fall in love.
Everybody needs a good roof overhead. Without one, you're sure gonna get wet. Call Border to Border.
Border to Border.
We're Border to Border.
Border to Border.
Don't try.
trust your roof repairs to a fly-by-night roofer, choose a licensed and fully insured professional roofing company. That's Border to Border Roofing at 901 West 4th in Hutchinson, also in Chanute and Parsons.
Damage from wind, hail and ice, fallen trees and meteorites. We're on top of the job, we'll fix it right. We're born to the border.
KSKU.
Cody Tom.
All right, welcome back. Cody Talks Christmas Show. We've talked so far about Christmas and the meaning of Christmas to me, the connections with family and friends, kind of developing legacy, create memories, and realize that not only is a giant expensive gaming system gifts a way to do that, but quite honestly, it doesn't work very well. It's not, it's hard. When 20 years later, even if you got them the greatest, biggest, baddest Xbox, PlayStation combo, it's not gonna be a lifelong memory that they talk about every year when you get back together for Christmas. So take the time to create some ridiculous tradition. You know, just get a, what are they called? Pink elephant gifts? Purple elephants? Elephant in the room? Come up with some crazy gift, some crazy tradition, white elephant right there. Christine wrote a comment on Facebook about it. A white elephant gift. There you go. I hadn't even read Christine's comment yet, but that's exactly what it's talking about, is white elephant kind of gifts or goofy traditions or heartfelt traditions or any type of thing. It's what makes Christmas awesome in my family. We don't get nearly as stressed and wound out and worrisome about Christmas, because we know that we're going to go and have fun and create some memories for our kids that hopefully will last forever with them, or as long as they can, or for a while, or will at least next year make Christmas and the holidays something they look forward to as opposed to the dreaded grind. The next thing that I have on my notes is my hometown. You know, I talked about the luminaries a little bit, which is where one neighborhood goes and puts these candles and sand in these sacks, and it sounds oversimplified, but it's a really cool deal. And there was literally, I would say that there was thousands of people, you know, not tens of thousands, but a couple thousand people walking around this neighborhood last night. And it was cold, but it wasn't by any means as cold as it should be. And it's about to square off and get real cold on us, right? That which is part of my hometown memories is usually it's freezing around here in Christmas time. But this year it's been fairly, Mother Nature's been fairly considerate on us. But there's the luminaries are one tradition. The Christmas parade is one tradition. When's the Christmas parade this year, Heath?
It's already passed.
I missed it? Well, how does that stupid does that make me look when I?
It's usually the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah, that's right. I didn't miss it. I was there. Quit making fun of me. The Christmas parade, the luminaries, the things that happen in my hometown, and none of them are the biggest, grandest, get national attention kind of things. They're just traditions. They're things that I did as a kid. And then again, another really cool part of it is the people that you see. Sometimes it's sad that you go to these things and get involved in your community's Christmas traditions and you see people again that live 4 miles from you and you haven't seen them since the last Christmas parade, but still you get to see them. You get to relive those traditions and create those kind of memories for your kid that make this holiday season, kid or kids or just somebody else's kid, that make this holiday season something special. That's not just about gifts. And I think that my hometown, and I'm sure everyone's hometown, but mine's the only one I can speak of, there's great things that happen to commemorate and create memories about the holiday season. And I hope that my point in having this as a segment on the show today is encourage people to get involved in those things to some extent. If you're in Hutchinson, Kansas, go to the luminaries and walk around, because your kid is originally just going to want to light the sacks on fire and have it be about why are all these candles burning in all these people's yards. But it'll grow and it'll become, it's a little neighborhood in the city of Hutchinson giving you an opportunity to create legacy for your Christmas. And my kids have it. And admittedly, when we first started taking our kids to luminary parties, you know, they had other things that they wanted to do, and it was us dragging them to these things. But now they kind of look forward to it and they don't question it. It's what we do, and they go there and we have fun, and they're starting to have memories of luminary parties in the past that we've gone to and things that have happened there, and to remember people that they don't see very often. And we're creating some legacy for them. We're creating memories for them. And I know that a lot of other people do this. I'm not trying to lay claim to the fact that my wife and I have created some incredibly innovative way of creating memories. A ton of people do it. I suppose the message is out there for those that don't, or those that have regrets or haven't figured out how to create legacy for their family as far as Christmas traditions and memories are concerned. Your community is just like my community, and it's, or maybe if you're listening on the radio, your community is my community. There's tons of opportunity for you to spend no money and just a little bit of time creating memories that turn into traditions, that turn into legacy when you're gone, about things that you do. And it doesn't matter if the weather is like it's been this year and it's pleasant, and I walked around the luminaries last night with no coat on, or if it's 20 below and the snow's ripping and 12 inches deep on the ground. Keep doing those things, because that variation in weather becomes part of the memories, part of the tradition, part of the legacy. And I think that we get so wrapped up in Christmas shopping and the drudges of Christmas wrapping and cooking and decorating, that I see a lot of people that when you ask them how their holidays have been, they say, it's been nice, but I'm really ready for it to be over. And I think with a little bit of work and a little bit of creativity, you can make it about creating memories and it not so much be about, oh, I've got to put the lights up and all of these other things that are on a to-do list that you start to act begrudgingly about, and you can't wait for them to be over. And I hope that's what we're accomplishing in our family. And we try to get better at it every year, that we don't make it about things that we don't want to do. And the things that we do, we work very hard to make about having them fun or at least memorable. And if we can't pull off either one of those two things, we make them embarrassing for our kids, because that's our fallback memory creation system. And it makes the whole time more enjoyable, and not this dreaded to-do list of things that we have to do that makes, you know, where your memories become spiteful memories of the entire holiday season. And I can promise you there's fun times to be had and great memories to be created if you make it about the right thing, instead of being upset that you can't afford the really expensive gift that your kids have asked for. Step outside the box and create a memory for them and a tradition that the reason I keep saying tradition is because if you come up with some goofy thing or some heartfelt thing or some anything that you do year after year after year, that's what the season will become about for your kids, as opposed to what giant expensive gift can I try and come up with to ask my parents for every year. And I can tell you that it works. It's starting to work with our kids. And we still love to get them the things that they want. But that's not, it's not a giant part. It's not the main, it's still a big part, but it's not the a giant focus of the entire holiday season anymore for them. They know the traditions that we're laying in place. And that's what we talk about as the holidays are coming and as they're here and as they're past. And if you're having trouble with that, your hometown has those kind of traditions. Get involved in those things. You know, don't just go to the parade. If you want to create a holiday tradition, figure out who runs the parade and become a part of it. Have your own luminaries in your neighborhood where your whole neighborhood gets together and does something. Or maybe it's just you and your neighbor the first year because you don't know your neighbors, but create those kind of things. And the holidays become about those kind of things instead of stressing about decorations and shopping and presents and paying for presents and credit card bills. It can be a really cool time. And, for those of us that are adults, it's our choice whether it is or isn't. So keep an eye out in your community. If you don't have the traditions, and memory creation systems within your own house, keep an eye out in your community and start to create your own if they're not there already. One more quick break, and we'll be right back to wrap up the Cody Talks Christmas Show.
This holiday season, when you want more cash, don't wait for the guy in the red suit. Head to the first name in holiday cash, First Council Casino, where we're bringing you more holiday cheer than ever before. First Council is playing Santa this holiday season with $100,000 in cold hard cash. It's the $100,000 Ho Ho Holiday Cash Giveaway. Every Saturday in December from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m., we're hosting holiday drawings for your shot at $100,000 cash every hour. Just play your favorite games with your Red Rock Rewards card, and for every 20 points you earn, you'll receive one entry for your chance at $100,000. It's the $100,000 Ho Ho Holiday Cash Giveaway. Saturdays in December at First Council Casino Hotel, North Highway 77 in Newkirk, just south of the Kansas State Line. More winners, more cash, more often. Visit FirstCouncilCasinoHotel.com for more info.
KSKU brings you this special holiday greeting.
Downtown Hutchinson thanks you for supporting our events, businesses, and activities. We wish you and your family a wonderful holiday season. Downtown Hutchinson, as local as it gets.
Happy holidays from Hit Radio 94.7 KSKU.
CentralKansasHelpWanted.com. CentralKansasHelpWanted.com is now up and running. To place your first ad at CentralKansasHelpWanted.com, free, be one of the first 50 users to post with the tracking code TRYITOUT. All one word, no spaces. That'll give you a 30-day job posting with colors and logo included, all free. So post your ad today at CentralKansasHelpWanted.com to be one of the first 50 users.
KSKU. Cody Talks.
All right, we're back on Cody Talks. December 23rd, it's a Christmas show. We've talked so far about the true meaning of Christmas to me as a Christian, what it means. But at the same time, that it's okay that the holiday season doesn't mean that to everyone. And we shouldn't bicker about that because it's America and it's the whole point of our country. Family and friends, seeing old friends and family is a huge part of it for me. Not old as in they're old, but old as in I've known them a long time. Some of them are old. Seeing them, I love that part of it. I don't always, or I don't know if I always have. As I've grown up and matured, I've realized that that's a huge part of it. Presents it's not about the presents, folks. It's about creating memories and spending time together. And yes, in our family, presents is a part of that. Just don't get wrapped up in that instant gratification smile that your kid gets from a present. Make sure that you're creating long-term memories, because very, very few of the presents over the course of their life are they going to remember when they get old and are telling people about the holidays with you when they were a kid. My hometown, I really wanted to cover the fact that Hutchinson, Kansas has some great traditions, some great memory-making events. And I think every town probably does. And if you get out and get involved in those, the term holiday spirit doesn't seem so goofy and cliche when you get out with a group of people and help create those memories and legacies. I know Thanksgiving just happened a month ago. Quite honestly, Christmas is a much better holiday for me to realize what I'm thankful for. I don't know why. I should have thought about why before I got on the air live and talked about it, though. Again, Heath, this is your fault for not making me think about this. I don't know why for me. Christmas makes me pause. I think it's because it's longer, maybe. You know, Christmas, Thanksgiving Day for us is just kind of here's the day. We get together as a family. We talk about what we're thankful for. But Christmas does more to make me stop and think about it and analyze it. And I don't know if it's maybe because of how much more time we spend on the Christmas concept or how much the Christmas concept. That's strike three for you, Heath. You shouldn't have let me say Christmas concept. It doesn't make any sense. Christmas is just a bigger ordeal. And I really, as I get old, am starting to take the time to stop and ponder what I'm thankful for. And it's some of the reason that I've gotten into talking about and thinking about creating memories and traditions for my kids. And it's because I realized that's what I'm thankful for, the memories that I had. I can't go back and remember that on my 10th on Christmas when I was 10 years old, this is what I got. But I can remember the traditions and the places that we went and the things that we did and the people that we spent time with. And you know, it's been an eye opener for me as I've gotten old that that's what it's about. And that's what I want to do for my kids and make sure that they're growing up with those memories and traditions. Cause those are the things that I'm the most thankful for. In the past, I'm the family that I've had, and the experiences with them and the different sides of the family. And both sets of my grandparents, my entire life, through the end of their lives, lived within about 10 miles of me, minus the 4 years that I spent in the Marine Corps. And it's not a push for you shouldn't move away from your family, but that's been a huge part. The fact that my parents chose to stay and live in the same general area that their parents did, I think was a gigantic part of a gigantic positive part of my upbringing. That when we went to Christmas, we knew everyone. We were comfortable. We were completely aware who everyone was because I spent a lot of time with my grandparents. And it was a big factor in me and my wife and I deciding to move back to Hutchinson, Kansas so that our kids could be around all of their grandparents, which amounted to actually four sets of grandparents that my kids have grown up with. And they're super comfortable at grandma's house for Christmas. And as they get older now, grandma's super comfortable telling them what to do and how to do it and where to go. And those are the type of things that I get thankful for around this time frame, that I have this really giant an incredibly devoted support structure of family that's been around my wife and I the entire time that we've had kids. And when we needed their help or advice or a babysitter or a car broke down, the fact that we moved back and surrounded ourselves with family is probably the thing that I'm the most thankful for in the world. And spending time at Christmas, it conjures up all the memories that my parents helped create when I was a kid. And it makes me think about this kind of stuff. And I think that stopping and thinking about these kind of things, is something that not everyone, again, I hate when I say we've gotten away from it. It sounds like, cause I've gotten away from it too. It's not me having it anywhere near figured out, let alone all figured out. But I really do think that stopping and considering and thinking about the great things that we have going in our lives and working to fix those that aren't great and pondering those and worrying about creating memories and tradition and legacy for your family and your kids and their kids and the ones to come after it. I don't know that we spend enough time, everyone in society, thinking about that. I think too many of us have gotten away and gotten into thinking about other things, thinking about all the money and the things that we don't like about the holiday season. And I think we would just be happier if we took the time to make a list of the things that we're thankful for, the things that we're going to change, and the intentional and planned out ways that we're going to create those memories, traditions, and legacy for the members of our family and community and friend group that come after us. I don't know why. I wish I should. Maybe it's because I suck at Thanksgiving. But for some reason, Christmas time is the time that makes me think about that. That makes me think about being thankful for everything that I need to stop and ponder and be thankful for, from the troops that are the Marines and soldiers and sailors and airmen that are away from their families. I've been there. I've been away from my family at Christmas. And it sucks. You make the best of it. And at 18, 19, 20 years old, they act like it doesn't suck and, they tough it out, but it does. It's a crappy experience. Then compounded drastically by the fact that, the Marine Corps, Army and Navy and Air Force never send you anywhere fun to be when you're away from your family. We never choose to, you know, deploy people to the Bahamas over Christmas. They're, stuck in some sand lot somewhere, doing the least fun things in the world to be doing. So and not only should we take the time to think about those people and save a thought for them or say a prayer for them, you also owe it to them to be incredibly grateful and thankful that you're not there, that you're with your family. And, no matter what's going on in your situation, if you get to spend some time with your family this holiday season, it seems really, really selfish and just immature to let the little things get under your skin and ruin that when some guy or gal is standing a post in Afghanistan when the sun comes up Christmas morning while their husband or wife is trying to explain to their kids the fact that they're opening presents without mom or dad. So don't come back at me with, I can't wait until the holidays are over, without at least taking the time to stack your situation up against that. And realize that you should be making the best of it, the best that you possibly can of it, as opposed to being upset that it's not going exactly how you want, or you can't afford to buy your kid a Ferrari or an Xbox 720. They have a 720 yet?
I don't know.
They should. I think if I was naming Xboxes. Anyway, that's my thoughts on Christmas. Let's all, and it's not a big change. It doesn't have to be a big drastic change. That's another point of it. If you've listened to the show and somehow, some way you've been inspired to make change, just make a little change and plug away at it and create some crazy little tradition or a custom that you do as a family so that you start creating memories that become long-term traditions. And when you're gone and your kids are sitting and talking to their grandkids, they have some great Christmas memories about how goofy their parents were and about how much fun they had, because very few of the gifts that you go to a store and spend money on are they going to remember 5 years from now, let alone 50 years from now when they have a grandkid on their lap. So that's my thoughts on Christmas. We'll be back. I am going to have a web-only Wednesday this coming week, even though, because that's the day after Christmas, right? Tuesday's Christmas. Yeah, the day after Christmas, we'll have a web-only Wednesday. Check out the Facebook page, and we'll make some guest announcements on that, or follow us on Twitter at Cody Talks. Otherwise, and we'll see you next Sunday as well, when we'll get back into the world of having guests. We intentionally, over the holidays, didn't want to tie up any guests and wanted to have holiday shows and didn't really know what guests to go in and book. But we're going to be back having guests next Sunday, as well as on Web Only Wednesday this coming week on December 26th. So most importantly, from me and Heath here in the studio, have a happy holidays, enjoy it, have fun, create some memories. And thanks for joining us this morning on Cody Talks. We'll see you next week. Merry Christmas.
Don't matter if you lean left or right, if you bleed red or blue. You better listen up, friends, cause we got a show.
Don't forget and tell your friends, Cody Talks is on every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on 94.7 KSKU in Central Kansas and live worldwide on CodyTalks.com. See you next week.